This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Doanne Perigo, last name P-E-R-I-G-O, Doanne, D-O-A-N-N. Place is Argentine Care Center. Date was April 20, 2023. New paragraph, chief complaint. Mrs. Perigo was seen regarding recent urinary tract infection, recent COVID infection, diabetes, mellitus, dementia, atrial fib, etc. New paragraph history. She was in the hospital lately with debility and having some urinary tract infection and altered mental status period. She was just suffering from COVID and there was a bit of decline, but she seems to be close to baseline now, period. She was treated with IV fluids, period. She does have history of hypotension for which she is on Midodrine, period. She was very confused and not oriented, period. She answered a few yes-no questions, but I'm not clear how reliable they are, period. She has diabetes mellitus, but denies any polyuria or polydipsia, period. Sugars have been acceptably controlled on Lantus 8 units daily, period. She also has atrial fibrillation, and her heart rate is stable, period. There's no evidence of pain, dyspnea, nausea, vomiting, or bleeding. New paragraph examination. She was not acutely distressed or ill-appearing and appears adequately nourished, period. There's been no major changes except for a little headache she had this today that was relieved by Tylenol, period. Temperature 97, pulse 68, respiratory rate 18. Blood pressure 108 over 52, oxygen saturation 96%. Weight was 151.8 pounds. Head and neck is unremarkable, oral mucosa normal. Use normal inspection. Lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, heart sounds, no gallop, no murmur. Abdomen soft, non-tender. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, she had recent COVID infection, which has resolved, period. She finished a period of quarantine, period. Two, she has diabetes mellitus, controlled with Lantus 8 units daily, period. Three, she has hypothyroidism, stable with levothyroxine, 125 milligrams daily. Four, she has atrial fibrillation and heart rate is stable with metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, and she's an Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation. Six, she has hypotension chronically, and I'll continue Midodrine 5 milligrams three times a day, period. She has a history of depressive disorder and dementia with behaviors, but these are controlled, period. For mood, she's on Depakote, ER, 250 milligrams twice a day, period. At this point, she would not benefit from a cholinesterase inhibitor, period. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.